Welcome to the Executive Strategist Podcast. This podcast is read by Eric Douglas and brought to you by LeadingResources.com.
This podcast is on the topic of creating a leadership culture. I think every company should aspire to creating a culture where employees are highly invested in the company's success and run it like they own it. But unless you have the right formula, you can make many missteps and blunders. I spent years helping companies build effective organizational cultures, and I have found that the key is the following equation, that trust plus spark, which is really the same thing as creativity and innovation, equals a leadership culture. So let's start by looking at the dynamics of trust and how you build the trust side of the equation. So trust hinges on a sense of reciprocity, that everyone's doing his or her fair share. So it's the leader's job to set the tone. It's the leader's job to clarify priorities. It's also the leader's job to demonstrate a willingness to listen, to act fairly, and to consistently make decisions in the best interest of the company, not in personal self-interest. To get the best performance from employees, leaders need to encourage open communication. When leaders share more information with employees at all levels, it opens the door for tough but important conversations, honesty about issues, and a good exchange of ideas. Compensation is just one element of reciprocity, what I call a currency of reciprocity, but it's an important one. If people perceive equal pay for equal work, trust will grow. Communication is another currency of reciprocity, and again, an equally important one to compensation. If people perceive they're the beneficiaries of fair and equal communication, trust will grow. Another factor that builds trust is having effective conflict resolution mechanisms in your company and people well trained in how those conflict resolution processes should work. For example, any conflict should be addressed quickly and there should be an open airing of it among the parties concerned. Triangulation, accusing and pointing fingers at people without directly having the discussion about the conflict can only be deleterious to trust. Giving people goals to aim for with positive consequences if they succeed will help build trust. And trust continually needs replenishment and reinvestment. Even when levels of trust are high, leaders need to keep reinforcing these habits. Spark, or creativity and innovation, let's look at that dynamic. So creativity works hand in hand with trust to be a major driver of organizational success. Leaders should encourage employees to experiment, try new things, embrace the possibilities inherent in innovation. Leaders and managers can help spark innovation by removing structural roadblocks, by clarifying priorities, and eliminating policy-related barriers. Leaders should shine a spotlight on any effort to improve systems, increase sales, and outperform the competition, whether successful or not. When trust and spark are working in concert, people experience an increased sense of work satisfaction and creative flow. Together, they result in a culture where people all become leaders. In this kind of leadership culture, everyone runs it like they own it, and everyone feels high levels of trust and creativity around them.
Thanks for listening. Eric's newest book, The Leadership Equation, is available at Amazon or BarnesandNoble.com and all major booksellers. Or learn more at LeadingResources.com.